The great Gordo with us now to bring us an interview that I've been anxious to hear.
Well, don't oversell it there, Junior. All right, this is my interview with Steve Martin, Jack Black, and Owen Wilson that took place a couple weeks ago in New York to promote their new film, The Big Year, which comes out tonight. As a matter of fact, today's the first day that it's going to be running. Now, there was a version of it that ran on Channel 8 yesterday on Good Morning Texas. And then I have a little bit more extended dance mix, if you guys would indulge me on this.
Yeah.
It's only like one additional minute. But you get the flavor of it. Very intimidating to sit across from these three guys. So I'm sure you'll hear the nervousness in my voice. Let's take a listen. Here it is, my interview with Steve Martin.
Gordon Keith here with another awkward television interview. This time we've got three quarters of the Mount Rushmore of comedy with us. Steve Martin, Jack Black, and Owen Wilson.
Who's the other quarter?
Yeah.
Aristophanes.
Oh, okay.
Now, I didn't have time to do a lot of LexisNexis research on this, but this is the first bird-watching comedy that you've done together.
I think.
That's right.
Yeah. Did we
That's
do
right.
one other?
No, this is the first one.
Okay, it's my memory.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
Now, it's, and one would think it's difficult to make a birding movie compelling. The obvious answer is to give Jack Black a love scene with one of the Wilson brothers, yet you omitted it in this film or used it as subtext.
Right.
How did you make this film so compelling?
Well, we let the birds do a lot of the heavy lifting, believe it or not. You know, in so many scenes it was, you know, Jack would say, guys, come on, this is for the birds. And that had a way.
That had a way of motivating us.
Steve and I, you know, typically would be playing grab ass and snapping towels at each other. Because we had a real sense of fraternity.
Jack knows a lot about the birds,
the
right?
And that would kind of snap us to attention. Yeah, you're right. This is for the birds.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the...
Bush.
Bush.
He's so bold. Actually, the truth is, I know you're going to have another good question, but the truth is,
I haven't had one yet.
The script was quite compelling. It was filled with action and filled with drama and comedy.
Paint
and
those.
I think they actually cast it quite well.
I think so too.
I think we had a good, as we say in the biz, chemistry.
Chemistry. Yes.
And I don't mean chemicals.
Yes.
Chemistry.
How do I make this scene compelling? That's what I often ask myself before every shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the answer?
Intensity.
Intensity.
Sounds good.
Yeah, bring it.
I always say, how can I make this scene compelling in spite of these two other guys?
and okay, so Steve, having followed your career through the decades and read all your books and collected your albums and even caught a few bluegrass shows. And I've always wanted to ask you, what was it like to work with Jack Black?
Well, you know what?
Jack Black is wincing right now.
I didn't know what Jack Black was going to be like, but I think we had a great time. He's funny. He's a serious-minded, great musician. And I think we might have played something together at one point.
We jammed a bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And he's quite a good Scrabble player.
Thank you for saying so.
But we never really played Scrabble.
We couldn't get the Wi-Fi hookup with our iPads.
Oh, right. They do have an actual cardboard one.
And, Jack, in general terms, with as much candor as you can muster, kind of describe the smell of Brian Dennehy. Power tools, injury salve. Brisket.
That's a great descriptive.
That's what he looks like to me. I mean, that's just
top that. Power tools.
Yeah.
Is it true that they all sort of work through your mind?
I can't top any of those. All I can think about are power tools and brisket.
Is it true that before each scene,
Bengay?
Would he just punch you before each scene and punch you? Get going. Let's go.
That's what it looks like. Knock out a bicuspid and then roll.
Yeah. No, he's a real warm guy. We had great talks about his days in the theater. He's a big theater man. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got some legendary tales.
All right, we didn't have time for lightning round.
Yeah,
we didn't have time for that.
Give him one more minute.
All right, I'll give you your choice here. You can either have physics questions or how well do you know your co-stars?
Physics.
I'd love that.
What causes sonoluminescence?
Well, let's go. Most.
All right. Owen, can Steve name five members of the Algonquin Roundtable?
Steve's pretty literary, but actor literary, so I'd have to say no.
Boy.
Dorothy Parker, I think he'll say.
I think I'm going to get to five. Dorothy Parker.
James Thurber. Just start throwing in.
Jeez, it is.
There you go. Thurber. I don't really, I can't really name five.
Okay. Steve, does Jack know who wrote the theme to the Beverly Hillbillies?
Oh, why didn't you ask me that?
You know
ask him that.
Really?
It's a twist.
Does Steve know?
Actually, it's no, he doesn't
Hoyt
know.
Hoyt Axton?
Because it's not Earl
Hoyt
Scruggs.
Hoyt Axton's mother?
Hoyt Axton.
Yeah, it's Flatt and Scruggs and then Scoggins or somebody.
Yeah, know. But it's not it's not really Earl Scruggs.
Charlie
it's,
Daniels?
I think it's Earl Scruggs. It's another
Charlie Daniels, I think.
Charlie Daniels?
A good guess for anything.
Yeah. Well, the devil went down to Georgia.
That's right. Who's heavy and whose beard smells? Charlie Daniels would be a great guess on that. Their greatness, Steve Martin, Jack Black, and Owen Wilson. Go see them in the big year.
Thank you.
So there you go.
Man, I think they had a good time with you. It sounded like you just dudes sitting around a barbershop talking.
Yeah, it was fun. They were funny.
Jack Black seems funny. Now, I've never really seen much of his work or gotten into Jack Black or anything, but he had the funniest line, I thought, there when Steve said, and he's a very good Scrabble player, and Jack said, thank you for saying
so. Thank you for saying so.
Like, he was really, really flattered.
Yeah, and I wish that audio was a little bit better quality, but it's so hard to get a good sound because you had four open microphones.
Yeah.
It was like we were interviewing him in this big cavernous cave. It was a horrible room to be interviewing him in.
Funny movie?
The Big Year?
Uh-huh.
It's good. Go see it.
Okay.
Hey, they sat down with me. That's what I was happy about.
All right, then, Gordo.
But they were nice. And they said that one of the press people came up to me afterwards and said that it was unprecedented for Steve Martin to ask for an additional minute.
He wanted more
interview.
Time. He wanted that lightning round.
Yeah.
All right, cool.